Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know what time of the show it is now, everyone, now, don't you? Nice to have you here with Mary and me in the New York City area as we get ready to electronically travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, located in the 30th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1848, known as the Badger State, as it's time for the 54th installment of our Destination Spotlight series. And this portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
The Travel Pro difference is that their luggage allows you to travel with style without compromising quality and durability. There are many options for luggage out there, but Travel Pro garment bags, suitcases, executive briefcases, rolling duffel bags, totes, and even backpacks are the choice of more than 90 airlines and frequent travelers worldwide.
That is a lot of people, folks. Mary and I, listen, we're traveling with their Platinum Elite line. Rudy's on the go with their Max Life 5, and we know firsthand that our bags are ready to handle anything we want or need to put them through. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, folks, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at travelpro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now let's discuss the big city of little neighborhoods as Paul Upchurch, the CEO of Visit Milwaukee, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Paul. Great to connect with you. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for today's RM World Travel Destination Spotlight on Milwaukee.
Well, thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. So, listen, from our experiences, I say this to folks, you know, whenever Milwaukee comes up, it's one of the cities that grows on you, in my opinion at least, the more you visit. You offer travelers many things to do and see. And another thing I often share, you know, whenever I get the opportunity, I remind people that traveling, if they're going to nearby Chicago, for example, that flying into MKE, as we like to say, or Mitchell International in Milwaukee, and then driving down the 85 miles or so down I-94, it's a worthy alternative to the congested Chicago airports. But since it is October and Milwaukee and beer are synonymous, I suppose we should probably talk a little bit about you being a destination for beer lovers. So what say you on that?
You know, at one point in our history, Milwaukee produced 70% of the beer consumed in the United States. So it's a city that was truly built on beer. The craft beer scene, of course, we still have our big brewers here like Miller, but the craft beer scene here is exploding as well. And so it's still a city that beer is important in, and it still is a city that has kind of a unique history. We still have the Beer Barons Cemetery here. We still have the Pabst Mansion, Schlitz Park. So there's still a lot of beer history here that also really makes it a unique beer destination. So great beer and that history that very few cities have about beer.
Perfect month for this, October and beer. So, Paul, earlier, right, with Oktoberfest, earlier this hour we had Roger Dow. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association on with us, and we were discussing some strong domestic tourism numbers with him. Milwaukee is also experiencing very strong growth in tourism, and I want to put this out there. Last year, your city accounted for more than a quarter of all the tourism to the state of Wisconsin. That's pretty big. So, Paul, what has people coming to Milwaukee these days?
Well, there are just so many things. If you're looking for a family vacation from Chicago or the drive-to market, it's just a great place to spend a few days. The leisure market, I mean, we're a coastal city, so you think of the beaches, you think of Lake Michigan, all that activity, the kayaking, the bike trails, the hiking, the parks. It's a great family destination. Talked a little bit about beer, so that history is unique. Mm-hmm. And the city just is a city that is always has something going on. In the summer, it's a city of festivals. There's one every weekend. There's people enjoying, again, the lakefront, people enjoying the many restaurants. There's more than 150 restaurants in our downtown, probably more bars. And so it's just a city that's a lot of fun. So, and the country's discovering that, and certainly people in Chicago are as well.
During your intro, I mentioned that Milwaukee has developed the nickname, which I love, the Big City of Little Neighborhoods, which is really a great way to describe it.
Yes.
You've got many sections of your city with different personalities, local shops, local restaurants. Are there a couple that you'd like to share for first-time visitors that they should make sure to visit?
There's 191 unique neighborhoods in Milwaukee, so. And as you said, they all grew up for different reasons. I mean, whether it was neighborhoods, industrial neighborhoods, or food distribution neighborhoods. And so we've had ethnic neighborhoods. But some of the great neighborhoods are the Third Ward, which used to be a major distribution area full of warehouses.
Historic area, right. Third Ward is a great place.
Which has now turned into a great place for dining, shopping. Our public market is there. So very popular. Hotels are springing up there. So a wonderful place. Another one that's kind of odd and eclectic is Brady Street. Brady Street used to be part of the old Italian neighborhoods. In fact, one of the most iconic and oldest Italian markets in the city is located there. And the original founders, one of them unfortunately just passed away but are in their 80s and 90s, and they still work every day. It's just a unique slice of life. It's like stepping back in time.
There's no question with the with the market. I mean, and I know East Town and West Town, they offer very different vibes, and River West is also fun. But you know, I want to remind folks too that you also have the Harley Davidson Museum. And I am sorry, since we're talking to you, Paul, about your Brewers in the baseball playoffs right now. But last question though, before we do let you go, I always like to ask folks to give us one fact or something unique about the area that would surprise our listening audience around the country about Milwaukee and entice them to come visit. What is it?
Well, you know, sometimes people think of Milwaukee, like many of the other Midwest industrial cities, as kind of that old industrial city. People may not know that Milwaukee is probably number one per capita in high-tech manufacturing jobs. So we've become a very much a tech city. So when you come here, you don't see the traditional manufacturing, but you see companies like Rockwell Automation, Johnson Controls,
right, so
GE Medical.
Not as much out there.
Yeah.
Paul, sorry, we're out of time for today, but we really appreciate your time. Folks, you can find out more at visitmilwaukee.org. Have a great weekend, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Paul. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, folks. If you haven't been there, check it out. Fun city. I promise you're going to enjoy it. You can find all the places that we're covering also, by the way, on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight, anytime, anywhere. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.